News 97 and 98 News Director Steve Ruba with you. We've let you know that this is National School Bus Safety Week. Do you always stop when the school bus has the yellow lights on? You certainly should be stopped when those red lights are flashing. But are you the kind that says, I can beat it. I can get through this. You know, they're still yellow. They're burnt orange maybe, but they're still yellow and I can get through it. Well, you know what? I have somebody with me that is saying that's not a good tack to take. There's no good tactic there. We're going to speak right now with the West Shore Educational Service District's Transportation Director, Katrina Morris, joining us. Ms. Morris, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for bringing this up. This is an important topic.
Well, it is, because it's more important than trying to, I'll say the truth, than trying to beat the light at the corner. That's very dangerous. This is even more dangerous, trying to beat this light.
Yes, because, you know, it. On this one, we also have kids' lives that you're putting in danger when you're trying to beat that light.
Exactly. That's the thing. If you get it wrong on this, people could die, and no one wants to see a child either hurt or worse. And I think that that's universal. Everybody says, oh, no, yeah, our children are the most important. But then they get behind the wheel and they kind of turn into somebody else.
Well, you know, they're in a hurry or they get distracted or sometimes they just don't understand when they have to stop.
Well, let's go over that then, when they have to stop.
So if you are coming up behind a bus or coming towards a bus on a two-lane road and the reds are flashing, you need to stop. Preferably about 20 to 25 feet away from the bus is what we ask. If you are on a four-lane road, all four lanes have to stop with the lights are flashing on the school bus. Even if you're heading in the opposite direction, all four lanes have to stop. But if you're in a divided roadway, kind of like what we have in Ludington down, you know, and where the boulevard turns are, the opposite side does not have to stop, just the side that the school bus is stopped on. So those are some things that get kind of confusing for people.
Well, it's interesting that you acknowledge that, yeah, there could be times when a motorist might say, I'm not quite sure what should go on here. But if you're not sure, then you would think that you would say, well, then slow down and at least prepare to stop.
Yes, please be prepared to stop. Kids can be impulsive. And, you know, maybe that kindergartner drew a picture for mom that day and the wing caught it, you know. And they've got to get that because they want to give it to mom. You know, we never know what could happen. So we just ask, please use caution around our school buses.
All right. Do you have any numbers?
We have approximately 700,000 kids each and every day that ride approximately 15,000 buses over 900,000 miles. And that's a whole lot of miles that our kids are on our buses. Once a year, we do a survey on how many times our red lights get run in the state of Michigan. And it's usually in May, so we didn't do it this year, but in previous years, the average is about 622 times a day that our bus lights get run. When you times that by 180 days, which is how many days are required for our kids to go to school, it equates to approximately 111,000 plus. That would be the eighth largest city in the state of Michigan. That's how many times a year our kids are put at risk.
That's unbelievable. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I'm surprised we don't see more bad stories come out of this. You know what I mean?
We are very fortunate for our school bus drivers that they take the time and they are very cautious with our kids. You know, if it wasn't for our drivers and their training, there could be a lot more cases that nobody wants to talk about.
Now, a lot of people will say, you know, you don't have to threaten the police with me. All I need is to know that a child could be put at risk. But there are those that may not care so much. The only thing they're looking for is that red bubble, and let's see if there's a cop anywhere around, and that's the only thing they care about. But even if that's the case, they do have to worry this week because police are on the lookout.
Yes, and we've worked with local and state law enforcement, you know, to help us with this. And it's, you know, to educate the public as well, you know, on what our buses' lights mean. And really, if the red means stop, just stop and let's help save a child.
So you work with local state police, is that it?
We do. We work with local state police. In fact, one of them texted me this morning and said, where are you having issues at? And they go and they'll follow our buses to help us, you know, ensure that we're educating the public and making sure that they know what our lights mean and when they have to stop.
How would you characterize this area? Are we pretty safe when it comes to being around school buses?
You know, we are getting there. I think through education and through explanation of what we're doing, when we're doing it, and why we're doing it is helped a lot. And doing, you know, radio interviews like this one, in any other way that we can get it out to the media, I think it definitely helps, and it is showing.
Yeah, we could always do better. You're right. There's no question.
Because it is the drivers and their training that are keeping our kids as safe as what they are.
You're telling me that because of the expertise of your drivers, if it weren't for that, we would be hearing a lot more stories of maybe perhaps tragedies.
Absolutely, we would. Our drivers really do care about our kids, and it's a very serious job for them to look out after their safety and make sure that we are continuing to provide the safest form of transportation to and from school for our students.
Now, there are some people that will pass, you know, go through a red light on a school bus and be mortified. I can't believe I just did that. There are others who will just stomp on it and try to get away, and who cares? As long as I got away with it. Do your drivers, do they take down license plate numbers?
We do at times when we can get that information. We also have some legislation that we are really trying to hope passes that will make it a little bit stricter for people who pass our school bus lights. We're looking to make it a $500 fine instead, so we're hoping that maybe that'll help as well. So people will, you know, it's all about education, and we want to educate people on what our lights mean. But if you're still going to run that red light, we need to let you know that that was a child's life that could have been put at risk.
If that's the only thing that'll get your attention is your pocketbook, then we'll go that route.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. You would think that the last thing people would want to do around a school bus would be dangerous. But there are some people that they just don't care about that. The only thing is, if you find me, or, you know, if I get in trouble, if there's punishment coming, well, all right, I'll pay attention. That's to me, that's, you know, a pretty sad commentary, but this is the week to think about these things, this National School Bus Safety Week, and that's all we've been thinking about with Katrina Morris, the Transportation Director for the West Shore Educational Service District. And Ms. Morris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for doing this.